While I waited, my instincts nagged me again, hairs on the back of my neck certainty that someone was focused on me. My instincts had been on a streak, so I paid attention to them, quietly preparing my shield bracelet as I turned my head in a slow, casual look up and down the street. I didn't spot anybody, but my vision sort of flickered as it passed over an alley across the street. I focused on that point intently for a moment, concentrating, and was able to make out a vaguely human shape there. Then the flicker was abruptly replaced with the form of Anastasia Lucio, who raised a hand and beckoned me. Yikes. I jaywalked over to her, timing my crossing in between the occasional passing car, and we took several steps back into the alley. "Evening, Stacy," I said. She turned to me and, in a single motion, drew a curved saber from a sheath at her hip and produced a gun in her other hand. The tip of the blade menaced my face, and I had to jerk my head back, which put me off balance, and I wound up with my shoulders pressed up against a wall. Anastasia arched an eyebrow, her soft mouth set in a hard line. "I hope for your sake that you are the true Harry Dresden, only using that abomination of a nickname to make sure that I was the true Anastasia." She emphasized the word slightly, "Lucio." "Well, yes, Anastasia," I said, being careful not to move. "And by your reaction, I can tell that it really is you." She dropped the sword's point and lowered the gun. The tension faded from her body, and she put her hardware away. "Well, of course it's me. Who else would it be?" I shook my head. "I've had a bad shapeshifter night." She arched an eyebrow. Anastasia Lucia was the captain of the wardens of the White Council. She had a couple of centuries of experience. Her hair was brown and naturally curly, and her dimples made her smile absolutely adorable. "I've had those," she said, and put a hand on my arm. "Are you all right?" We stepped into each other and hugged. I hadn't realized how stiffly I'd been holding myself until I exhaled and relaxed a little. She felt slender and warm and strong in my arms. "So far, I'm not dead," I said. "I take it you used a tracking spell to run me down, since you don't seem to be worried about whether or not I'm me." She lifted her face to mine and planted a soft kiss on my mouth. "Honestly, Harry," she said, smiling, "who would pretend to be you?" "Someone who wanted to be kissed in dark alleys by seductive older women, apparently." Her smile widened for a second and then faded. "I thought I was going to have to break down the door and come in after you. What were you doing in that White Court cesspit?" "I didn't think I'd done anything to cause it, but we stepped out of each other's arms." "Looking for information," I said quietly. "Something's up, and someone's cut me out of the loop." Anastasia pressed her lips together and looked away. Her expression was closed, touched with anger. "Yes, orders." "Orders," I said. "From the Merlin, I guess." "From Ebenezer McCoy, actually." I grunted in surprise. McCoy had been my mentor when I was young. I respected him. "I get it," I said. "He was afraid that if I heard Morgan was on the run, I'd hat up and dish out some payback." She glanced up at me and then across the street at Zero. She shrugged without quite looking me in the face. "God knows you have enough cause to do so." "You agreed with him," I said. She looked up at me, her eyes a little wider. "If I did, then why am I standing here?" I frowned at her and scratched my head. "Okay, you got me on that one." "Besides," she said, "I was worried about you."
"Worried?"
She nodded. "Morgan's done something that is hiding him from even the senior counsel's abilities. I was afraid that he might come here."
"Poker face, don't fail me now."
"That's crazy," I said. "Why would he do that?" She squared her shoulders and faced me steadily.
"Maybe because he's innocent."
"And?" "There are a number of people who have sought permission from the senior counsel to investigate and interrogate you under the presumption that you were the traitor who has been feeding information to the Red Court." She looked away again. "Morgan has been one of the most overt agitators." I took a deep breath.
"You're saying that Morgan knows he isn't the traitor,
And he thinks it's me. And he might be moving toward you in an attempt to prove his own innocence, or, failing that, kill me, I said quietly. If he's going to go down, you think he might have decided to take out the real traitor before he gets the axe?